End of course test. Listening 1.
Next, we continue our series on the future of travel. This week, we're discussing one company's big dreams. With me in the studio is our resident science expert, Professor Leonora Goulding. Hello, Professor.
Good morning, everyone.
And the company we're discussing is, of course, SpaceX. SpaceX was founded over 20 years ago now by billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk. The company's goal is to reduce the costs of space travel and take humans to the planet Mars. Professor, has SpaceX achieved any steps towards this goal?
Well, SpaceX certainly has ambition. And yes, it has made some interesting developments. For example, it has successfully reused a rocket and landed it safely on water.
But the company's space tourism flight has been delayed.
Yes. If it had gone ahead, SpaceX's 2018 flight would have taken Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa to visit the moon. Of course, they won't fly unless they fix their technical problems, so we may have to wait for another few years. But remember, no one has been to the moon since 1972, so that will be a major achievement for a private company.
And that's not SpaceX's only rocket-powered dream, is it?
Oh, no. Elon Musk is enthusiastic about the use of rockets for travel between cities here on Earth. At a press conference, he suggested journey times between major cities of less than an hour. London to Dubai in 30 minutes, Delhi to San Francisco in 40 minutes.
That's extraordinary.
It would be. However, there are some major problems. Firstly, the rockets are incredibly loud and shake the ground when they take off. It's therefore impossible to take off from a normal airport or a city location. SpaceX's solution is to launch the rockets from platforms on the sea. But if the aim is to reduce journey time, then it's pointless to make people travel to the sea before they can take off.
What about people in Paris or Prague, which are many miles from the coast?
Exactly. And being weightless in space might be really cool, but if I were a business traveller, I think I'd find it quite problematic. But the biggest problem of all is the impact on the environment. Elon Musk's other transport company is Tesla, which is dedicated to increasing the use of electric vehicles across the world. Well, it seems to me we shouldn't be working so hard to get people to use electric cars and then introduce commercial rockets which damage the atmosphere and create even more space junk around our planet.
So, overall, you're against the project?
Not against its aims, no. But I think we should concentrate on improving the transport systems we already have in place. Faster, cleaner aeroplanes would give better results than building a new network of rocket ports next to any major city which happens to be near the coast.
Okay. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll explore SpaceX's other vision for the future, the Hyperloop.